there is a face behind every flag and cone and flashing light. And for our members, our contractor companies, you know, their people are their most valuable resource.
That is the message from the Wisconsin Transportation Builders Association Executive Director Steve Boss. And he did not come alone. When I spoke to him today, he came with another man, a construction worker whose story is so powerful. It's almost my top 10 favorite interviews I've ever done. The man I interviewed is Kyle Perkins. He had full braces on both legs. He had a cane as he came in. And he described to us what caused him to go through 5 surgeries. He was hit by a truck going 60 miles an hour while trying to work on our roads.
At 9:30 in the morning, 800 feet down from where we were working, a truck came through and rear-ended a car. And he killed that lady. He rear-ended. And he took off in the construction zone in the barrels. And he ran over me and my coworker. And he killed my coworker.
I don't know if you remember this.
I do.
But this was June of last year.
Yeah.
It was Highway 164 and Capitol Drive, mm-hmm. Pewaukee. You do.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very busy intersection. And that, I mean, that shut down that area for all day because mm-hmm. of the, obviously because of the devastating consequences.
Half a dozen people were in that construction zone working that morning. And it was a crystal clear day, he says. He was actually training someone else on how to use some of the heavy machinery they were putting in curbs when all this happened. And he tells me, Kyle, he remembers the entire thing.
After he drove over us, I was laying across my coworker, Nano, which is deceased. He was still breathing at the time, but he was breathing hard. But I was laying across him. No one would move me from him till the ambulance got there. And then they did CPR on him right away, right next to me when they pulled him out from underneath my legs because I was laying across him. And that was the last time I seen him.
Could you imagine laying across your coworker like that after getting hit? His injuries are so extensive. At first, emergency crews thought that his legs might have to be amputated because this driver literally rolled over him.
When I got struck, both my ankles broke, both my knees dislocated. So that caused all my tendons, ACLs, all to be torn. So they had to reconstruct both knees after that accident. My hip was fractured, cheekbone was fractured, not counting the road rash and bruising and everything. But I'm here to tell the story.
He has nerve damage, Eric, so bad that he has a hard time picking up his foot, makes it hard to drive, hard to even walk. Those injuries remind him of that day all the time.
Every day, and every time someone mentions Pewaukee or even 164 in Capitol, what accident happened, it's a memorial and a memory of what happened that day.
I asked him, did he hear the initial crash before the driver went into the construction zone? Because the person that he rear-ended, he killed.
I've been doing construction for 28 years. You get used to hearing squealing tires and brakes, and he was only 2 feet behind me when we got ran over. No one seen it coming. And there was 6 of us working in that one spot. And
that suspect is now behind bars for the next 25 years for reckless homicide, 2 counts of that, and reckless injury. His name is 51-year-old Jade Moen. He had no driver's license, no insurance. And it was his 15th car crash in a matter of years. What is going on? Apparently in court, he tried to use the excuse that he was having an epileptic seizure.
Okay.
15 accidents, though.
Yeah, exactly. And also, it was a manual car. It was like a 1959 kind of pickup truck.
Yeah.
So, come on. It was all steel that went into Kyle and his coworker.
The lady he rear-ended, she was a mother, a grandmother, a sister. I don't know, he was 47, and he has 3 kids and a wife.
Yeah, and now they're gone. These are his thoughts that he's now thinking about. He's thinking about them. He's thinking, why did I live? Why didn't I die? Why was I the one that survived? And then he's also thinking about this.
No, will I ever get back to my job again? You know, do my job? It's like, I want to say I will, but will I? Time will tell.
Yeah, his eyes were red, and he was almost going to cry a couple times. But his final message to all of you who may be listening right now and driving is this.
Because I'm one of those guys that thought it would never happen to me. And if it happened to me, it'll happen to somebody else. And people just have to learn just to slow down. 1 minute, 5 minutes takes you to get someplace. It's not worth it.
The Wisconsin Transportation Builders Association Executive Director Steve Boss tells me they're working really hard to get Kyle's message out. and other messages. They have a billboard up, for example, on 41 between Appleton and Green Bay. Okay. Deb, is that a really big construction area?
What was that? Where was that?
41 between Appleton and Green Bay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it, how much of a construction zone it is right now, but it was. And it continues to be worked on occasionally, just like ours.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's not much going on between those two cities, people feel like they can just tear through there. There's a reason why these traffic laws exist, where they like multiply your penalties mm-hmm. for breaking the law in a work zone, period.
Yeah.
And it's this.
Kyle says that, you know, he takes his time now because of stuff like this.
Right.
You know, and...
I mean, you know how you can tell sometimes when you've interviewed, you know, millions of people, and you can tell who is in a good headspace and who might still be struggling with demons or struggling with some of this. How is he doing? How is he feeling, do you think?
You know, when I was looking at him, you know how some people give you that 1,000-yard stare?
Mm-hmm.
And when he was going back to that day when he was saying that he was lying on his coworker's body.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thankful that he shared that. But, you know, this is
It's great that he is. Yeah.
No, he said there's major mental issues as well. And this is another powerful thing he said.
Pretty simple. I actually drive through the construction zone. Like, it's your loved ones, your children, your parents are working there. You know, drive like they're the ones that are there.
I think that's really
powerful.
That's
great PSA.
You should.
Yeah.
Think of it like, you know, it's your child or your mom or your dad, because one of them are trying to come home because they are a dad.
Right.
Come on. There's also these billboards, for example, on 41 between Appleton and Green Bay. That's why I mentioned that. It shows a construction worker on a billboard and his son is on the sign. And the message is, slow down, that guy in the fluorescent vest is my dad.
Oh, that's great.
So good.
That's powerful stuff. That'll work.
So they plan to have that same billboard up for the 94 construction project that's going both ways.
Which starts next week.
That's going to be seven years long. I think so too, Deb. I mean,
he was so courageous to come out with this, and it is going to make a difference, I think.
I think so too. And our state's Transportation Builders Association, they also created an online course for young student drivers. And it's pretty cool. You can text construction to 855-616-1620. Tens of thousands of students have used this across our state.
It's not a bad thing for just about anybody to go through and take that Work Zone Safe Wisconsin course. It's a great refresher. It's a great reminder. And again, it ties it to stories, and it tells the stories behind these things and the consequences, and really personalizes the learning.
I think that's super important. Again, if you text construction, it'll take you right to the page, and we'll also... Isaac is going to post our interview podcast mm-hmm. right after this, so you can share with everyone. And I'm just going to leave you again with this last message. I think that this was the most powerful thing that anyone could say.
Pretty simple. I actually drive through the construction zone. Like, it's your loved ones, your children, your parents are working there. You know, drive like they're the ones that are there.
Totally. And also, you know, you're going to think, oh, okay, like the 43 construction that was going on mm-hmm. for years that is pretty much done.
Right.
Oh, I know that pattern. I do that every day. No. For example, on 94, it's going to be one lane closed at a time. And those barrels change, you know, by the second.
All
and I
the
see
time.
People.
Yep.
I'm thinking about our Milwaukee drivers that are going to be there. They want to get to a Brewers game, or they're coming from, you know, Waukesha mm-hmm. County coming mm-hmm. into Milwaukee. There's that bottleneck, and that's what they're trying to fix. But it's going to be even worse, and it makes me really worried.
Well, and they talk so much about, like, it's just a matter of slowing down and paying attention, which is common sense, and it really is. But at the same time, there's a reason why it keeps getting reiterated. There's a reason why Kyle is out here telling you his story. It's because more and more people need to hear it and heed it.
Yes. Text construction at 855-616-1620 if you would like to learn more.